would like to say that this is Sandra Curtis talking with Marion Hettner Grunbaum in her home at 3605 Newcastle in Bel Air, Texas, on May 14th, 1980. And I thought maybe we could start talking about your life in Germany before you came to the United States, and your hometown and your early influences in art. I know that's a big subject to start with, but why don't you start by telling us about when you realized that you could paint or draw, or even as a child, your early childhood memories of art.
I have been painting as a child all the time. Just childish paintings.
Were you encouraged by your family?
No.
You just did it on your own?
I did it on my own. I think most children like to paint and draw. But what I really wanted as a girl, I wanted to be an accomplished violinist.
And where was your home then?
My home is Dresden. That was the capital of the German Kingdom of Saxony.
Right.
At that time. And
you were born there?
I was born there and spent a lovely childhood there. Dresden is a beautiful city at that time.
Mm-hmm. So you were always, like Europe, other European cities, the fact that you even live in a beautiful city is an artistic environment in itself.
Yes, it is. It has, Dresden also was artistically very much interested in, they had, the king contributed vastly to the culture in Dresden. They had an opera house that was built by Semper, who built the Vienna Opera House, and Richard Strauss conducted his premieres there.
Fantastic.
And the Royal Orchestra played Sundays, they performed the music for the High Mass.
And
that is a memory that I will never forget, that old and simple and kind of severe old church music.
Mm-hmm. And so you were mostly influenced by music rather than the visual arts as a child.
Yes. Dresden had also that, the Dresden Gallery, that was famous. I think it still is famous. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the paintings are now. And the Royal Collections. I don't know whether you saw, they bought a broadcast a few years ago. They had sent over those treasures here to this country, and you could see it on Channel 8 here.
No, but I saw the catalog from the Dresden show. They had the Dresden exhibition, right.
Well, my father's father was a director of some of the Royal Collections.
Incredible. In the museum then? He was a museum?
No, not the museum.
Just in the Royal Collections.
The picture gallery was the Dresden Gallery, but the other collections of various kinds of art
were Royal Collections.
Yeah, Royal Collections, and there was an antique collection with old Greek and Roman, and my father was the director of it. And he was married to the daughter, one of the daughters, of August Grahl. August Grahl was a painter of miniatures.
Oh, I see.
He painted miniatures on ivory with a self-invented paint. And
wasn't it oil?
No, it was not oil. It's I would think it was a kind of an egg mixture, but I don't know. I just know that he invented that paint and didn't want to give the secret away.
For Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Was it ever discovered, or did he?
I don't know.
You don't know.
His miniatures are hanging in many of the Dresden museums, but European museums. He painted all over Europe. He painted in England. I think he painted Queen Charlotte, and as far as I know, he painted the Queen of Spain and the Empress of Russia, and he painted Napoleon's